devoted to bringing you some spiritual truth to consider every day, Monday through Friday. Our passage for today comes from Haggai chapter 2, verses 20 through 23. The word of the Lord came a second time to Haggai on the 24th day of the month. Speak to Zerubbabel, governor of Judah, saying, I am about to shake the heavens and the earth, and to overthrow the throne of kingdoms. I am about to destroy the strength of the kingdoms of the nations, and overthrow the chariots and their riders, and the horses and their riders shall go down, every one by the sword of his brother. On that day, declares the Lord of hosts, I will take you, O Zerubbabel, my servant, the son of Shealtiel, declares the Lord, and make you like a signet ring, for I have chosen you, declares the Lord of hosts. So I had to cut the final section of my sermon on Sunday, which is surprising considering how long it already was. But I wanted to touch on the last four verses of the book of Haggai before we leave it alone. Much of this book is talking about the past and the present, what Israel had done, what they should do now, and what God would do in their midst, based on how they chose to live. But with the final section of the book, God points to the future. The last thing we read in the previous section is this statement from God, I will bless you. And we understand that this blessing will both be present and future. The first thing to notice from our passage today is how much God makes himself the agent of change in the world. I will shake the heavens. I will overthrow the thrones of kingdoms. I will destroy the strength of nations. I will overthrow the chariots and their riders. I will take you, O Zerubbabel. Previously, God told the people not to be discouraged about their progress on the temple. And he grounded that directive in this promise, because I will be with you. Don't worry about what you can do. Remember what I can do. And God tells us the same thing today. We can take comfort that our God still speaks and our God still acts. And he loves to do so on behalf of his children. The next thing we notice is God paying a lot of attention to this guy, Zerubbabel. He's not someone I remember hearing much about in children's church growing up. Zerubbabel would have been the king. He was from the line of David. But Israel and Judah were disobedient, and God allowed them both to be taken over. So in the book of Haggai, we find Zerubbabel is the governor of Judah, serving under the actual king, Darius. And God says, I haven't forgotten my servant David and the covenant that I made with him. That means I haven't forgotten you, Zerubbabel. I will make you a signet ring. Well, now what does that mean? Well, this comes from my ESV study Bible. The signet ring was a ring that provided evidence of royal authority and ownership. Like a king sealing legal documents with his ring, the Lord will set his authentic impression upon the world through his royal representative. Zerubbabel, a descendant of one previously discarded, is the ring placed back on the hand of the divine king. God's promise to bless his people and the whole world through the house of David still stands. God was going to use Zerubbabel to carry out his kingdom work. But Zerubbabel in this oracle also serves as something of a symbol. He represents another descendant of King David, who will also shake the heavens and the earth. He will also be the signet ring through which God will leave his mark on the world. He will, in fact, be God himself. Jesus is a descendant of Zerubbabel. He will walk in the very temple that they are rebuilding in the book of Haggai, on his way to live and die and rise again, so that we Gentiles too can have life with God. Now, the people of God couldn't have known all of these details back in 520 BC. What they could know is that God has their today and he has their tomorrow as well. The Lion of Judah is on the prowl protecting his people. We too, Christians living today, can take comfort that even though we don't know what tomorrow holds, we know who holds tomorrow. We know that the promises of God contain grace for today and grace for the future. God's words to the Jerusalemites are God's words for us as well. Take heart, for I will be with you. God, we thank you for the promises of your word. We thank you for the comfort and peace that we can have, knowing that whatever situations may come, whatever difficulties we may face, the life of God is in us, that God is working through us, that God is working all things for the good of those who love him and who are called according to his purpose, that nothing can separate us from the love of God, that he who began a good work in us will be faithful to complete it, that we can take heart because you will be with us. Help us to remember that, whatever situations we may face, that we might live in confidence rather than in fear. It's in Jesus' name that we pray. Church family, thank you for tuning into another edition of Let's Talk. Have a blessed day. You are blessed.